Many a question has resulted from a proverbial fork in the road. This way or that? Such choices and decisions prompt us to seek confirmation or external advice. And, while I am dedicated to helping people remember their own answers, there are always going to be times we seek outside counsel. Please, though, don't forget you are a powerful being with your own internal navigation system and a higher source of guidance in the world of spirit. Alas, we're also human, which means we have a tendency to forget our own power and seek to ask others for their input, right? Maybe you too have asked yourself, am I making the right choice? What if I get it wrong? Will I miss out on something so much better? Or just miss out altogether? No matter the options before us, such choices tend to present some sort of internal conflict as we consider the alternatives. We project multiple potential scenarios. We weigh pros and cons. We even try to anticipate or manipulate the outcomes. Spirit sees these choices and outcomes differently than our human minds do. Spirit's perspective focuses on our life path, soul growth, and lessons more than our ego's focus on desired outcomes. Our specific options and choices will be as varied as the people reading this book. Nonetheless, the questions and answers here offer a cross-section of the ways we can face and navigate our own forks in the road, and illuminate the alternative perspective spirit sheds on the decision-making process. Decision paralysis. Question. I have a history of procrastination. Maybe I'm just lazy. I actually don't know how to make a decision, especially big decisions. I feel like everyone else has some special ability to know how to do the right thing. Was there some life skill lesson taught at school that I was absent for? How am I meant to make decisions, especially hard decisions, without becoming paralyzed or messing it up?